We are midway through a 23rd anniversary of myself, the Mockster, being here on the WRCT airwaves. Luna from the Penthouse album with 23 Minutes Over Brussels, which is an ode to a Suicide set. So yeah, the band Suicide did a show in Brussels that literally lasted 23 minutes, and they put that out as a live album called 23 Minutes in Brussels. So I played that. Well, I played the Luna. I could have just played that Suicide album, and 23 minutes later came back saying, well, see, that's how the mock works. Hey, before the Luna, from Blonde Redhead's album called 23, the album 23, the song 23. So the title track from their album called 23, Blonde Redhead, before Luna. Played some Fugazi in there. Went back to In On the Kill Taker. With 23 Beats Off and Antenna, John Strowman Company, from their debut album Sway with 23. Yeah, that gets me to where we are now, which is here. Not sure where that is. It's just here. We've got more music to play because I am doing a celebration of the fact that I've been on the air here at WRCT for 23 years by playing songs with 23 in the title, in the... I was going to go back to like, oh, if it's in the album title, but then I'd have to play Chicago at some point. And I'll play early Chicago. I'm not playing Chicago, anything that came out. I hate to say I'm going to draw the line at Chicago 16. And I should probably draw it like before Hot Streets, to be honest. But I'll just draw it at 16. Joe reached out and said, hey, Mockster, happy anniversary, happy celebration of 23 years. Yeah, he actually said, here's to 23 more. And I did the math and I'm like, wow. Joe, I hope you and I are making that happen. 23 years from now. I didn't know 23 years ago I would be still here. In general. Joe wants to hear some Too Much Joy as a celebration of my 23rd anniversary. So, Joe, for you, it's kicking. It's that Gone Fishing song from Son of Sam I Am.
And it was boring. I'm just 23. What did you get for me? Having a party and you can't come.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Like a tunnel. She wears denim wherever she goes. Says she's gonna get some records by the status quo. We'll be right back.
Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
calles y del brazo yo te llevo, me vuelves loco. Cuando escucho el sonido de tu risa que me da tanta alegría, me vuelves loco. Empiezas a decir, me vuelves loco, cuando me pides por favor que nuestra lámpara se apague, me vuelves loco, cuando transmites el calor que hay en tus manos a las mías que te esperan. Evitarlo sin remediar.
una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra. Me dejó una chivita, una burra muy negrita, una yegua muy blanquita y una buena suegra. Me dejó una chiva, una burra negra, una yegua blanca y una buena suegra. Me dejó cosa buena, cosa muy bonita.
Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the biggest political stories of the year, of the decade, of the entire time that I've been covering politics took place last night, August 8th, the anniversary of the resignation of President Richard Nixon from his office. The FBI executed a search warrant at Donald Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, including a search of his personal quarters, as well as of a safe. It is an incredible situation, this all happening in connection with Donald Trump taking those massive dumps of classified documents to his own house. NBC reporting, FBI search at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home tied to classified material. In a lengthy statement Monday night, Trump said they even broke into my safe. Former President Trump said Monday the FBI raided his home at Mar-a-Lago and cracked his safe. A source familiar with the matter said to NBC News it was all tied to the classified information that Donald Trump took with him from the White House in January of 2021. This is an extraordinary situation. The claims being made by those on the right are beyond parody, and we will get to that. But first and foremost, Donald Trump's own reaction to this, putting out an unhinged statement saying the following: "These are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate." The fact that Trump is saying he was cooperating to me suggests he wasn't, because he basically lies about everything. It is a prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls. Now, remember, the current director of the FBI is Christopher Wray, appointed by Donald Trump. So to claim that this is the work of far left Democrats, it is being asserted without evidence, and until evidence is presented, I believe we can dismiss it, as there is no evidence. Trump going on to say such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those capital C countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. Wow. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the DNC? Here in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States.
Big, massive dumps.
Well, that's all going to remain to be seen. I do hope, given Trump's propensity to flush evidence down the toilet, I hope the FBI has plumbers on staff and that they have appropriate elements of plumbing with suction in order to figure out what on earth did Trump flush down that toilet? What records did he destroy? So Trump blaming this on the radical left. The truth is Trump selected the FBI director who would have had to sign off on this.